It is.
That's the end, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
You're welcome.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying if y'all would catch it.
It's okay.
Man, my nipples there.
Sick.
You know what that means? It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay.
I got nothing. And I love you.
Because this is whiskey, wine,
Daddy yelled at you.
And true crime.
I don't think Daddy yelled at you.
Starring Crystal, Kelly, Drink Bitch Janelle, Tech Bitch Paul,
and my nipples itch.
Chris, reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment. Whiskey, wine, and true crime. Coming at you live in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, we need totals and shit, too. Yeah, some of you may be wondering why we're doing this in the dark. It's, well, because we're just doing it in the dark.
Mood lighting.
Mood lighting, yes. We're trying to paint the...
Let there be light!
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
I timed it so when he was looking up, that's what I flipped it on.
Oh, you're an ass wipe.
Right! A pink!
Oh, I thought she said something else. Wow!
Kelly.
What? What'd I do?
You got your ear on?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder.
At least I can hear. Even without my ear.
Yeah. Selectively. Okay.
Thank you, Paul. Selective hearing, yes. I'm just going to double check. Yep. And my battery is at 46%.
He charged it.
My phone battery is at 36,
but, you know. Well, mine's at 63. Yeah. You need a power block?
Mine's at 53.
Well, excuse me. So, raise your hand if you're getting sick of the political shit on the ads and text messages and...
Good job, Navi. Even my daughter's raising her hand.
Phone calls. I received 5 fucking text messages yesterday.
I have like 90% of people on robocall now. Anybody who's fucking called me.
You know, I honestly, I wish they, you know, at one point they had that do not call list, that national no call list.
Anymore.
Yeah, well, not only that, but they should bring it back and they should make it for any solicitation calls that you don't want. Political shit.
Because they technically, once you tell them they're not allowed to call, they can't put it on. Obviously, there's no registry anymore. But each company, you have to tell them, do not contact me. Do not contact me. Otherwise, you get, like, my cell phone, my child's using it, has a robo call filter. And I have it on all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop the robo text messages.
No, it does not. That's where reject and block works.
That's what I do. Reject and block.
It's freaking annoying. Our...
Yeah, it's going
Daddy's
to. Going to
have to make you a plate.
So let me see what we got going on here while we're waiting for...
It's loading.
Crystal to get us the pertinent information.
10,263.
We were at 9,369 last week, so we're doing good.
Good.
We're doing good. And those should be real people now versus...
I'm curiousers and curiousers.
What?
What the case that we're doing today.
Okay.
I got the court order document.
Gotcha.
Next to you,
determined.
Well, there's literally right behind by the printer.
That's going to be too difficult for her. What do you need, honey?
She needs to plug in her phone.
Here. You got a cord?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Here. Or somebody pass. Hand that to...
Puff, puff, pass. No.
Oh, I wish. Boy, and all this started over a kid that killed his 5-year-old over cheesecake.
No shit. All of this started with that. But, no, if... Yes, Travis killed his kid over cheesecake. Yes. By beating his ass to death and only getting 20 years. And tries to appeal it later on. That's not okay. But... regardless, if you think about it with sex and prostitution.
How does that tie into beating your kid?
I don't fucking know how it all turned out, but it happened. God, that's a $1 million question. So, fuck a duck. Where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Give me a minute.
I'm kind of lost on this one, too, but...
I don't know how the fuck we jump from subject to subject, but...
That Botox is doing something other than keeping the migraines from you, huh?
There's a lot going on today. Stop fucking talking, damn it, Paul! So...
Buttons on your underwear.
God damn it, shut up, Kelly. With the prostitution, though, it's illegal because of how people would give it away. They're not able to keep the area clean. All right? That's why we have STDs. That's why we have all this. We don't have the checks. We don't have the coverage. We can't guarantee your goods or services are clean. So, reason why it's illegal. Now, if we can guarantee...
No, it's illegal. Not only that, but it's also illegal because the government can't tax it.
No, but they sure the fuck can put bans on what a woman can or can't do with her body.
Point.
They have no fucking issue with air.
And if it's life-threatening to have the child while being pregnant, it's endangering her life anyway.
And if you know...
We are not a political show.
No. If you know you... No, we're not. But if you're the type that knows having a kid will kill you, your recommendation from your doctor is going to tell you to pull it out.
Yep.
Problem is, you can't do that unless, per your insurance company,
yep. You
are over the age of 30 and you have a boy and a girl. And authorization.
Well, that's not on the doctors, and that's on the healthcare. That's on insurance.
Yes, but you see, it's a vicious fucking cycle. Someone's got something to say about a woman's health. If I go into my doctor today, and I didn't have Derek, because he's my only boy, and I had two girls, and I'm married to that jackass, he has to give them permission.
Yep.
If he says, no, I want another kid, I cannot have it. even if it was going to kill me. That's not fair. Granted, Paul wouldn't do that. Paul would be upset and sad, but he wouldn't do that. But I use him as an example because I know how he is. Because I keep telling him if my boobies kill me, he'd have to get them cut off. And he gets upset.
So dude, you can get them stuffed and mounted.
You can't get boobs mounted. You can get fake ones put on.
I wouldn't know anybody like that.
Bullshit.
But
I can't say it off on the air, but
exactly.
Squeaky titties.
Not what I was thinking.
Oh.
Crystal and I both. Crystal and I both went there and figured it out.
I felt like I did.
That was one, but we know someone else.
Yeah, you know another faker. I don't know who the fuck it is. Don't look at me.
We both have met this person. We both have talked to this person. Person that was related to this person isn't alive anymore.
Oh, squeaky. Yeah.
Squeaky judge.
No, that's... No, how do I put this? Her name is a Neil Diamond song. Sweet Caroline.
Oh. Ma, ma, ma. Fucking stupid ass.
I
didn't
tell you on there.
Kay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you know.
But at the end of the day, it's still...
We're probably too sophisticated. She's too sophisticated to listen to us.
Theoretically.
Though her husband's probably, if he's listening, he's probably laughing his fucking ass off.
Not drunk,
oh, he's probably drunk.
Undoubtedly.
That's all he does. Anyway, go on. Sorry. I got a fart.
Would you blame him?
Honestly, no, I will not, because he was over in the sandbox. He's seen more shit than tech bitch.
Well,
he has. He's seen, yeah. So I understand where the drinking comes from on that one. But it takes a bigger man to step up and go to counseling and try to get help versus...
Careful. Careful now. Guys don't believe in that.
Some guys don't.
Oh, you. I know.
No, I would.
But I want to cover this real quick because this is different and new. And it popped up on my feed. FYI, this happened yesterday.
Ooh. Fresh meat.
You already said you seen the picture of this person twice over.
Hey, you guys!
Yeah, she kind of looked like that. Mom gave 10-year-old daughter pills, then didn't follow through with their suicide pact. Her police.
What in the fuck is going on?
People who do not
killing your 5-year-old for a cheesecake and now giving your 10-year-old pills for a suicide pack.
And I want you to realize, before I even read this motherfucker, I was told I was brainwashing my 16-year-old child. You don't see me and him creating a suicide pact, right? Okay, cool.
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors with you two.
I barely want to go behind closed doors with that kid. You want to know why? Because half of the conversations end up in a midget porn. I fucking got...
That's his fault.
It is totally
Kelly's
fault. So... I don't want to know what's on this motherfucker's phone. I am scared.
But it might be half off.
That's the point, dear.
I am terrified. I don't think so.
There could be a lot worse he's looking at on his phone.
I hope the fuck God not.
I hope he does his own laundry.
No, he does. Does his own.
Oh, his underwear is going to be walking by itself by now.
Or a sock.
I don't even care to know. Nope, nope, nope. So.
He's got a really good Snuffleupagus sock. And it stays.
Oh, please, no.
Or, sorry, no, elephant.
No, no, no.
Something mothers know, not when I hear about the children here.
We also don't want to know why they take a while to get out of their room when you call their name.
Selective hearing.
I wouldn't call it selective hearing. It's called I don't want to know.
Depends. Does he have his phone with him or not?
He always has his phone. So this is why I get scared going into my kid's room.
Well, I want to know more about this suicide pack once you get up and come back.
Oh, I will, but Kelly, how do you feel about a suicide pact?
I really don't want to end my life, so. I mean, you know, the running joke is three can keep a secret if two are dead. That's not really a joke, it's true. But I've been in some real bad times, and not once has that crossed my mind.
And it has crossed my mind a total of three times in my lifetime.
Enough, Navi!
And it stopped after two.
So maybe I'm wrong, but I've had no desire. I've never really thought about it.
You are right.
Harry Balls, how you doing?
They're nice and clean. I can wax them.
Yes.
Don't need to know if you wax them. Don't need to know if you wax them.
Oh, did you hear that one, Tech Pitch?
No.
The suicide pact is actually called marriage.
Oh, I thought you did.
I have to admit, yeah, that's about, yeah, probably true. Yeah, that is fairly accurate, yes.
Well, it sounds like you wish you. I tried to explain, I tell him, he's like, you can't tell her to do that, because she's not doing anything wrong. She's doing what you said. No, what she said, or what he told her to do. So, can't be mad at the dog. Gotta be mad at him.
Well, at the time I was mad at the dog, he was
50. I understand that. Be mad at him. And that's what I tried to explain to him. Be mad at him!
Because of the one... Ow.
Because no matter how is that comfortable?
She's mad because I yelled at her for jumping again.
Yeah, you... Why are you yelling at her?
Yes, that's fine. Backwards.
She's also a hell of a lot younger than you and made out of rubber.
That sounds like a you issue. But yes, you can have some. Just shut the fuck up.
It will make me feel better. I have a chump ticket on my ass. I got two assholes right now.
I got a fart.
Please don't kill the
sofa. That definitely sounds like an issue.
So anyway, we got some dead air going on here while we're
talking about assholes bleeding. Did you want to join?
Well, at least loud enough so that our well, oh no, wait, they could our live. No, you're more than just an asshole.
I'm eating. I finally eat some raw food, and I'm getting to sidetracked.
Okay. Squirrel.
Okay. Police originally responded to a report of a child overdosing on pills at an extended stay motel in Ocean Springs, Mississippi on July 6th.
Oh, come on, Mississippi. You're better than this. This is a Florida thing if I ever heard it.
I concur.
Because Brittany Lee Hensley was
arrested. Oh, you know it's going to be a good story when it's a hyphenated name. And it just sounds like Trailer Park.
Actually, that's just her first, middle, and last. It's not hyphenated.
Still, it sounds kind of Trailer Park-ish. Brittany Lee.
And she was arrested in Alabama.
Close enough.
And then extradited back to Mississippi to face felony child abuse charges. I don't have a drink anymore. I'm eating. It'll have to wait. Over the course of... Yeah, pretty much it.
Over the That's course it, Paul. Of, next time she's giving you oral. Wax, fuck, swallow.
No, I didn't, but go ahead, put it away.
You want me to leave it out?
Go ahead, put it away.
Over the course of the few months...
I'm going to remember that one.
...long investigation that followed, the girl's mother, Brittany Lee Hensley, allegedly fled to Alabama, where she was apprehended October 15th. Per authorities, Hensley claimed that she had also taken large quantities of medication, but her blood work shows this doesn't support her story.
Uh-huh.
I got
nothing. So, what kind of mother does this? A mother in Mississippi has been accused of making a suicide pact with her younger daughter. And then after her 10-year-old took the pills, not following with the pact herself, Ocean Springs Deputy Chief Police tells People.
Okay, just for the record, what were the pills, or does it not specify?
Does not right now.
What's that?
Where is that, Florida?
No, Mississippi.
And then Alabama.
Probably.
So, a mother in Mississippi accused of making the suicide pact, Brittany Lee Hensley, 37, was arrested by the Ocean Springs Police and charged with felony child abuse causing serious bodily harm, according to her online booking. On Tuesday, October 29th, she was taken into custody at Jackson County Adult Detention Center in Pascagoula, Mississippi. I could have screwed all of that name up, but I don't know, that I could be wrong. I don't even want to spell it.
IT.
Shut up.
Pascagoula.
Where she is being held on a $500,000 bond.
So she's out with $50,000. Max, God, you're as... I know you got an itch, buddy. But you're as bad as tricycle motor. Shaking everything.
Uh-huh. So, it's a case we wish we didn't have... wish would never occur. But at least when we work these cases and apprehend the bad guy... Nope. We can hold their feet on to the fire. What they've done. That's the main thing for us. People need to be held accountable for their actions.
I've been saying that for decades.
No shit.
Hello. How are you?
Mom.
Notes that are ups. Notes that the upsetting details of the case in a quiet Mississippi beach town have had reverberating effects on the small seaside community. No one wants to hurt a child, he said. Adding that officers involved in the case have their own children and such child abuse cases are always a little bit harder for them. He adds, anytime we're dealing with a child in this situation, it's very tough. Pulls on our heartstrings. Police first responded to a report of a child overdosing at a Studio 6 Motel, yeah, in Ocean Springs around 6:25 p.m. Police Chief Ryan Lemire confirms with People. The 10-year-old girl, whose name has not been released, was unresponsive when police arrived. Inside the motel, officers located several unknown capsules, empty prescription bottles in a green backpack near the child. Medications were allegedly prescribed to Hensley.
For what?
I don't care. I don't fucking care. The mother and child were then separately transported by ambulance to the Ocean Springs, where doctors intubated both the mother and the daughter, adding that the daughter was flown out by helicopter to a USA Women's and Children's Hospital in Alabama. Investigation later learned Hensley and her daughter made a suicide pact, both allegedly to take the medication. The deputy police adds that Hensley claimed to have taken the pills, specified an amount of medication, and the time period in which he took it. But citing a physician statement, Dye tells police that blood work conducted that the mother, while she was hospitalized, was not consistent with her statement to investigators. He also stated that the physician concluded that that if the mother's statements were true and accurate, that she would have been deceased. Paul, someone's got a bone. Larson. One of the dogs have a bone.
That's just, it's...
That's right behind me.
It's bullshit that we have two cases like this involving little kids. You know?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
Huh? Oh, it's
not my dog. I don't know.
I thought it was Faye.
Oh. Yeah, it just, ugh.
I realize that.
It sucks that we have to cover these.
It's rough. And the thing is, as the case was built against Hensley, police said she fled to Alabama, where she had once lived and had family.
You know better.
In a release posted to Facebook on October 14th, Mississippi Coast Crime Stoppers said that the mother was wanted in connection to a criminal abuse charge involving poisoning a minor.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old is currently in the custody of Mississippi CPS.
Okay, so the kid took him but didn't die.
Yeah, she didn't die.
Okay. So well, at least there's some good news come out of this. Out of this versus, you know, the last one we read about.
Being beat to death because you ate a fucking cheesecake.
A piece of cheesecake. Yeah, I don't know, some strange and sick people out there.
These people are able
Speaking of strange and sick, Harry Balls. I think his new name will be Harry Ballsack.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
No, that way we don't have to divulge his real identity as he walks in and out. Besides, he kind of looks like a Harry Ballsack.
I don't need to know.
Did you shave or wax?
I know he does shave a lot.
Well, yeah, look at him.
No, I mean, like, he shaves his arm and stuff.
So you have a Sasquatch living with you.
Yeah.
And he probably does shave his nuts.
Mm-hmm. I don't care to know.
Well, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's a squirrel.
According to Beth.
Yeah. I don't know. I think all that sugar high from last night is finally catching up with me. Now I'm starting to crash.
The joys of trick-or-treating.
We didn't trick-or-treat. We went to two houses last night.
And I was walking in a fox outfit in the wind.
Oh, it was the cutest thing. She had a little tail that I could watch wag as she walked.
And sitting on your tail really hurts and feels weird.
I was going to say, it probably feels weird. It's better than being a sloth.
I'd rather be a sloth.
I was talking about dressing up and walking like a sloth.
I'd do that anyway.
Yeah, she does. That's why we got to get her the sloth outfit.
Gimp knee.
You're just a gimp. We know that. We accept that.
Ooh, I got to get her a leather hood.
Why a leather hood?
She's a gimp.
Oh, lordy.
Earlier, we need to get you a peg leg and an eye patch and call you a pirate.
Why? My legs are good.
His hearing. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Your couch is not.
My couch is not going to be okay.
Your couch will be fine.
No, it will not.
Not as bad as the other night.
Oh, dear Lord, he launched one and I nearly died. Again.
That sounds about right.
I would never
I would never
purposely kill you. I'm not on your life insurance.
What life insurance?
Exactly.
And that went back when, but not anymore.
Ah, so.
Many years ago. I decided to make 800-900 holes in the liner, ran up a $1,000 phone bill.
Yeah, those 900 numbers will kill you.
And even back in the day, was it before 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.? If none of y'all realize that, you're too young to be listening. Fucking Christ.
I remember calling me back before after 7.
That was 9.
No, it was 7.
It started at 9, and then they finally moved it back to 7.
Yeah.
And then on the weekends, it was free, which my dad could never understand why I was down there with my kids after the divorce, why my phone would ring nonstop.
After 7?
No, on the weekends.
Oh.
He couldn't figure out why. I'm like, Dad, it's free. It's free for all my friends. We don't have a whole lot of money. We can't run up large cell phone bills.
Honestly?
What's your malfunction?
I'm so glad they got rid of the whole after 7 shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times I stayed on the phone and then... Because what was the turn off for the time frame? I think it was like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'd fall asleep on that motherfucking phone and my mom would get such a high bill.
You're butting my way. Are you keeping my butt warm?
And I thought for sure I was going to be dead the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping my butt warm, buddy.
Yeah, shit's changed so much.
There are certain things that change for the better.
Oh, yeah.
Certain things that we need help with.
Yeah.
I see a sleepy face of water. Or she's just propping herself up and unleashing my cheek.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
She pulled with me.
Well, hopefully... Hopefully next weekend we can do it over at Studio B. Because our road is supposedly supposed to be done by the 8th.
You know, the bed is 6, 7 in the morning, 6:30 or 7 in the morning, your bed vibrates.
Why, you don't hear it.
I've been feeling it because the cat was walking it all over me.
Okay, so you couldn't...
Hang on, I would love to have a vibrating thing. That is
I know,
the
right?
Best time. The absolute best time for me to sleep. When Paul gets, like, sick, he shakes. And that's the best time I get the best sleep.
The one time you had the raging ear infection. Slight little pan across the head. It was the fever that killed him. He didn't feel it.
You know,
jealous.
She
cannot feel a raging ear infection.
She can, you know, she... complains about the vibrating bed and being woken up in the morning. But yet when they did the roof on Studio B, she slept right through them, fucking beating right above her.
No, they never vibrated the room. Or the bed. Y'all just gotta remember when they...
I might need to go sleep over at your house for a little while.
But, you know, I try to vibrate the bed and you just stop! And then
no,
she goes back to bed.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Makes the bed vibrate.
I have.
Right way. The cat vibrates the bed when you're not in it. Oh, that's right. You vibrate it by snoring.
Paul vibrates it by farting. And half that's the time true. He purposely uncovers his ass.
Mm-hmm. He'll deliberately fart, roll over, make sure his ass is facing me, rip another one, giggle like a schoolgirl, and say, I woke up just to roll over to share it with you. And then roll back over and giggle again.
Why are you such a child?
I don't remember any of this. Because I'm asleep when it happens.
So you talk in your sleep too?
I don't know. I've never had a conversation with myself.
Yeah, you have.
Look at my doctor. Well, do you talk to yourself?
Yes.
You talk in your sleep?
Yes.
This was before you and I were dating. The doctor asked me, well, do you talk in your sleep? I says, I don't know. You can ask the cat, but if I say yes and I say I asked the cat, you're going to commit me because cats don't talk.
Well, she does, just not in your language.
Oh, no, she does call you an asshole, and she's pretty clear on that one.
Yes, she does. Got it wrong.
No, I'm a hemorrhoid now. I irritate assholes. Have you guys heard shitheads call people assholes?
Oh my god, or say hello.
No, it's always...
It's always the hissing factor.
Well, maybe if you want to look like a turtle.
Tail. Fuck, I didn't have to do too much. If I give it food, it's okay, but if I don't have food and I stick my hand out...
You want nothing to do with it.
Well, they always say the best way to a woman's heart is through her stomach.
That's a guy.
That's a guy here.
No, that's between the second and third rib on the left-hand side.
You tell him, Ben. You tell him.
Tell me I'm not right.
You're
hold
not
on.
Right.
The best way to get to a man's heart is just giving him sex, honestly.
Or food.
Sex and
show
food.
Up naked, bring a beer.
I don't drink beer, though.
No, you
drink
water.
Or she can give you tea.
Ooh, I haven't had good hot tea in a while. Maybe I'll have hot tea tonight when we get home instead of hot chocolate.
You want to know what I was thinking of? Like Arizona tea.
Oh, I had some of that earlier today.
Extra love-made hot chocolate for tea. I see how you are.
Dude, it's got to... Okay.
You tell them.
How do you make your hot chocolate? Do you make it with milk?
No, she's lactose intolerant.
I wouldn't talk. Well,
no, I have a milk allergy. There's a difference.
Do you make his with milk?
I'm cold.
Add a little bit of cinnamon to it.
So what? How do you make the? How the fuck do you make your hot chocolate,
water,
sir?
Water.
The hot chocolate. And a little bit of cinnamon. And an extra loaf.
Man, I will avoid the fuck out of some water. It tastes better with milk. 100% it tastes better with milk.
Yeah, but we use the skim milk, so I don't know if it would be as creamy. Oh, that one smells like salmon. Because I go through about 6 gallons of fucking wheat.
No, you don't go through 6 gallons of wheat. You're exaggerating again.
Well, it depends on when, how much the roommate has to take her pills. Skim milk's a hell of a lot cheaper than the rest of the milk.
I swear, just buying a cow boot across the yard is cheaper.
I feel like
that. And then one of these days I'll dress up as a cow and I'll start wandering across the yard and you can milk my teat.
No.
The one teat.
Willie, the one-eyed wonder tit.
I will fucking die laughing because that's probably... You do realize that is someone's sexual thing, right?
No, that was last night for the dog.
Uh-huh. There was another thing.
You couldn't grab that goddamn puppy, so you call animal control to grab it.
We didn't.
Not you.
We didn't.
I'm so scared of a pity. What the fuck is it gonna do? Lick you?
No.
Pretty much never touched.
That was not why it was, why animal control was called, and we did not call animal control.
Oh. What was that?
I chased that fucking dog for 45 minutes.
I got a share pair of dog treats with Megan.
Did she get the dog back?
Every single dog.
Yeah, they caught the dog as animal control pulled up. So apparently animal control had a conversation with her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was up in bed already. That's starting to get a little all juicy. Right.
I don't have a bidet.
I know you don't. Oh, God.
Yep. And that's where we end the show.
Oh.
November 15th, there will be no show.
Yep. We're getting our inner Bob Ross on.
Yep.
And then after that,
we will set up a day where we can have true whiskey, wine, true crime.
And art.
And painting.
And painting. We're going to try something new.
We're going to try it. We'll see how well that fucking happens.
So we will.
As
long as it's not a nude painting, I think we're okay.
Oh, come on. I'll be the model.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, we're going to Harry Balls with his ass. My God, what the fuck did I eat?
Right now, it's steak and potatoes.
Last night?
No, salmon was Thursday night. Yeah, last night, Thursday night.
Forget what day we're on. Kelly, first you thought when I said I might have to work tomorrow. You're working Sunday? Where the fuck did Saturday go?
I get that from her.
No, Saturday does never disappear. It's just very short.
Not as short as a Sunday.
Ooh. That's also true. It's always the weekends.
Yep.
That are freaking identically short.
My weekends start to feel like a half-hour lunch break.
Why is that the truest I've ever heard?
Huh?
That is the truest I've ever heard.
It is. We can't keep bananas unless they're in pajamas.
Oh my God!
Anyway. Hope everybody had a good Halloween. We're going to get out of here before I shit stain the couch because it's heading that way.
Over here.
We will see you all next week and have a great weekend, guys. You and your freakishly long fingers. Short fingers.
We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.